talking to Vivian Nuttall, who is the sales director here at Optichrome. And the reason why we're doing this podcast today is to talk about the Optichrome environmental statement, which has just been published. And we're going to put on, we're going to embed alongside this podcast. And I just really wanted to talk to you, Viv, about the environmental statement. And perhaps you could explain why it's so important and why Optichrome go to so much effort to produce it.
Yes, we produce the environmental statement for EMAS, and that is one of the environmental accreditations. And in fact, there are only about 10 companies in the country that have this accreditation.
Right.
And we have found that it's very important to a number of our customers that we recognise the impact on the environment of what we do.
Right.
So that's why we've produced this statement.
Okay, and I suppose for some clients who are actually, you're producing enormous amounts of print material for, so you can actually see why it's getting more and more important, isn't it, the environment, and people are taking it far more seriously.
Absolutely, and in particular, there's one new client that we have, World Wildlife Fund.
Right.
And they are very, focused on the environment.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's the whole purpose of the charity, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And so much so that they've actually asked us to work with the BPIF on a carbon calculator,
right,
which will calculate the carbon footprint of every job that we do for them.
Right.
And we are in the process of doing that. There are a number of systems out there, but we felt that the BPIF was probably the best one because they understand the print industry.
Right, yeah.
We were a member many years ago, but let it lapse because we felt we weren't using the facilities that they offer.
But it's becoming more important now, isn't it, again?
Absolutely.
It's in people's minds, the environment.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the BPIF not only offer that, they offer lots of services to print businesses, things like HR, health and safety, you know, numerous things that we can use their experience with.
Okay, yeah. And that, of course, because they're an organisation that predominantly deals with the print industry, I suppose that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Excellent. Yeah. Now, when do you think that the carbon calculator will be online? And that, because I think that what I'd like to do is maybe get in touch with the BPIF and see if they'll do a podcast, and because they'll be able to explain exactly what it is that the carbon calculator is.
Yes.
When do you think that will happen?
I think that will be... We've supplied the information that they need,
right,
to put into the carbon calculator. There are two levels of the calculator, and we're starting with the basic level.
Right.
So the information we have to provide initially is amount of paper we use, the amount of wastage, and the electricity that we use.
Right.
Then behind that are other calculations, assumptions and calculations that they've made.
Yeah.
Now, we're starting with that one. We can move forward in the future to us putting more detailed information in.
Right.
But at the moment, we are one of the first people to use this carbon calculator.
Okay, and for new customers or customers who are considering using Optichrome and where the environment is very important to them, and your carbon footprint, is this something that you'll be able to offer to all your customers?
Absolutely, yes, right. Yeah, we will. We're actually going in with the BPIF to present the benefits of the carbon calculator and how it works and everything to the World Wildlife Fund,
right,
in March.
Yeah.
And then after that, we will be pushing it out to other people. People like, we work with Greenpeace, so
yes,
it's going to be, you know, I would think, very interesting for them.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
And others.
Right.
Yeah.
And you do actually work with quite a lot of charities, don't you? And yes. I suppose where the environment is very important to them. Well, thanks, Viv, for taking part in the podcast. It's really useful. And like I say, we'll publish alongside this podcast your environmental statement, and we'll do some more coverage of the carbon calculator and some of the involvement with the BPIF going forward. So thank you very much.
Okay.